Walking through the old-growth forest near Watersmeet, Michigan, the sound of Wildcat Falls appears long before its sight.
We can hear a waterfall.
Joe Hovel has walked through these woods countless times, so finding the falls is no longer a surprise. Even so, it's no less sweet, he says, paraphrasing a friend's description.
Wildcat Falls is a place where one can find spiritual harmony through deep discernment.
The 25-foot waterfall cascades over several levels. It's surrounded by rare old-growth forest with hemlocks and other species. Exposed rock faces jump off the landscape nearby.
The property itself is an ecological marvel. It isn't just the vernal pools, it isn't just the rock outcrops, it isn't just the waterfall, it isn't just the old growth, it's the fact that you got all these things together. Yeah. You know, you can go for a hike that's less than a mile and you can see all this stuff.
That excitement led Hovel, in his capacity with the nonprofit organization's Partners at Forestry and Northwood Alliance, to push to protect Wildcat Falls and keep it open to the public. He spent the better part of a decade fighting and negotiating with the Ottawa National Forest and private landowners to make it happen. But now, success has finally arrived, and the land will be preserved as a community forest.
What's 10 years in the life of an old-growth hemlock or those rock outcrops? What the hell's 10 years?
Little Scott and Howe Creek is the water source for Wildcat Falls.
This water will meander, and it's going to go east for a while, but eventually its main path is going north.
After joining bigger streams and rivers, it eventually empties into Lake Superior. Leaving Wildcat Falls, Hovel and his wife Mary have somewhere else to show me.
All right, we'll follow you, Joe.
Okay.
It's a short drive away, just across the state line in Land O'Lakes.
Well, here's the river.
Here are the earliest stages of the Wisconsin River, a comparative trickle to its downstream might.
This river just did its beginnings, and my goodness, by the time it gets to even the Rhinelander, it's a pretty big river, you know.
At this spot, we're so close to Wildcat Falls, but the water flows in a completely different direction, winding through Wisconsin before joining the Mississippi on its way to the Gulf of Mexico. When Joe Hovel had a chance to protect the forest land surrounding this piece of the waterway, there was no way he could pass it up.
My first thought was, who would not want to protect our state's namesake river near its headwaters?
Completed in 2015, the Upper Wisconsin River Legacy Forest is an agreement between private landowners and the Wisconsin DNR, protecting a tract of more than 1,000 acres. The agreement was largely facilitated by Hovel's group and was largely done to protect habitat for what Hovel calls a special little critter.
So you're trying to make a spruce grouse haven here if you can.
That's a good way to look at it.
Spruce grouse are listed as a threatened species by the Wisconsin DNR, which says it's at risk of disappearing from the state due to climate change.
Spruce grouse aren't found in very many places in Wisconsin. It's only the very northern fringe.
The species needs the habitat this legacy forest offers. Black spruce swamps next to young, recently cut forests of jack pine and similar trees. That makes the landscape here look totally different from the towering old-growth forest at Wildcat Falls.
This is cedar, it grows right, you know.
But besides Joe Hovel's involvement, these two divergent properties have something else in common. They're both open to the public, both standing as testaments to conservation of important places into the future.
The public doesn't come north to see stumps and blacktop. They come here to see water and trees, you know.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer.